Have you chosen a new wheat variety for this next fall? The K-State Wheat Plot results are now available to help you with this choice. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomy Specialist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I provide unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply on your farm. I have the wheat plot results available in a variety of areas. On my website at the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, and at your local county fair. At the fair, there are displays set up with the wheat plot results and samples from each of the local wheat plots. In each display, you can get plot results from the K-State demonstration plots in Cheyenne and Sherman counties, the K-State performance test from Colby and Tribune, and the Colorado State wheat trial in Burlington. In Sherman County, look for the display in the Ag Building near the gardening exhibits. In Cheyenne County, the display is also next to the gardening exhibits on the east wall of the 4-H Building. I went through the wheat plot results from all across our area to try to come up with varieties to recommend for planting this fall. One thing I did was look at the varieties that kept showing up in the top half of all of these wheat plots. Across 5 plots, the varieties that consistently yielded in the top half included Avery, Bird, TAM-114, Langan, and Tatanka. I also went through the wheat plot results for the last 3 years for all of these plots across our area. I also looked for wheat varieties that were high yielding in each of these plots. The top 5 varieties are Langan, Oakley, CL, Avery, Grainfield, and Bird. All of these varieties are a good fit for our area. Again, these varieties that we've just talked about include Avery, Bird, WB Grainfield, Langan, Oakley CL, TAM-114, and Tatanka. As you're picking a new wheat variety, make sure you think through both the variety's strengths and weaknesses. For wheat diseases, varieties with above average disease packages include Oakley CL, Tatanka, and Grainfield. Oakley CL is rated very good for wheat streak mosaic tolerance, but don't plant it too early. This is because the wheat streak mosaic resistance breaks down at high temperatures. Now, WB Grainfield is quite susceptible to wheat streak mosaic, but is decent on leaf rust and moderately resistant on stem rust. Some of the wheat varieties from Colorado State, including Bird and Avery, are above average in drought tolerance, but are highly susceptible to stripe rust. Therefore, when you're selecting a new variety, please consider your management style. Varieties that are highly susceptible to stripe rust need to be sprayed early if we have a stripe rust infestation. Also, varieties with only average drought tolerance may not work the best in highly tilled fields where there may be less soil moisture available to support that wheat plant. K-State has a wheat variety disease and insect rating publication that rates the strengths and weaknesses of each variety. It's a good source for additional information on each of these varieties that we've discussed today. I have this resource posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Some of the varieties to keep your eye on include Avery, Bird, WB Grainfield, Langan, Oakley CL, TAM-114, and Tatanka. And don't forget to stop by your local county fair to pick up the wheat plot results and take a look at the samples from the local wheat plot. If you have any questions, please give me a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or check me out on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.